enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Monday morning. Oh, yeah. How are you? It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it is a Monday music marathon. Also, it's a Murder Monday. We got so much to get to this morning. As a matter of fact, here's what we got going down. We got some Monday motivation coming up. Going to kick off your week with some really good stuff. Maybe even cry, so don't put on any makeup yet. We got Joe's Need to Know News. I am so embarrassed about how I hurt myself. I know I sound chipper, but I'm actually in a lot of pain right now. As soon as the show's over today and I can get out of here with all my responsibilities, I'm going to see a chiropractor because I hurt my back really bad, and it's embarrassing how I did it. Also today, Murder Monday, is it Alex? Is it Poly Class?
Yes, Poly Class.
Right. We'll be talking about that around later on the show, about halfway through it. Also today, we've got your chance to qualify again for more tickets to Bonnaroo. Get you some camping gear if you win that grand prize. I didn't forget about it. We had a big fight last week at the end of the show between Liv and Porkchop as far as who knows their sports. Yeah, we're going to have a sports off today. That'll be pretty good. And the list goes on and on. You're dummy today. There's so much to get to this morning, but let's catch up with the weekend. Alex, how was yours?
Well, I went to go see the movie Us, like I told you guys I was going to do, and I got to say, I did not love it.
Uh-oh.
It is, but the number one movie in the box office over the weekend was Us, like by a landslide. I mean, it creamed everything else. So everyone went to go see it, I guess. I just didn't love it. You know what I don't like is leaving a movie and I have no idea what's going on. I didn't understand it. So I had to like do this thing where I had to look up what does the movie Us mean and read a whole bunch about it to try to barely understand it. I still don't totally get it.
See, that's too much thinking for me, but you weren't scared. You were hoping to be really scared.
Yeah, I wasn't very scared. A few scary parts. But all in all, there were some funny parts, but it was definitely not scary.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm kind of bummed for you. I was hoping you'd be scared this morning. Liv the web girl who's scared at everything. You don't even have to see scary movies. How are you?
I'm good. I actually had my boyfriend's sister explain to me the whole plot of like what happened. And it sounds super, super interesting. And if it like wasn't so suspenseful, I'd probably go see it. But yeah. She explained it all to me. So maybe I'll give you her number and she can explain it to you, Alex, okay?
Okay.
But I just realized that I didn't get paid by my other job yet. And I was supposed to get paid on Friday and I still haven't gotten paid. I'm really concerned.
Is it like Office Space where like they fired you but they didn't tell you yet?
That's literally exactly what I'm thinking.
Could be.
So I'm texting other employees, like my friends that work there, and asking if they've gotten paid yet. Because like I could really use that money.
Yeah.
Like ASAP.
Like $20 makes a difference. Yeah. You know what I mean? All those hours exactly. You're putting in at the kids' place. All right, Porkchop, brand new haircut. Who is this?
Oh, thank you. You like that?
Wow.
Chase said he likked it better when I don't style it, so I don't know.
Well,
that's because he doesn't want you to look all good and have all your Uber passengers hit on you. I don't blame him. I'd keep you ugly too.
Anyways, over the weekend I watched The Act. I watched the first two episodes on
Hulu.
Oh,
good. What'd you think?
So far, so good. And I actually don't know the story, so don't tell me anything.
I did it for Murder Monday like a couple months ago.
I'll look it up after I'll go listen to Murder Monday after I've watched it.
Sorry, this is my ADD kicking in, which I'm undiagnosed, but I'm sure I have it. Is there something in your hair, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't crazy. I don't know. It looks like string or something.
It's glitter. Oh, like
I was going to ask you if you got more lip injections.
No, I am Thursday.
It looks like you got more lip injection. Maybe it's just because you have chapstick on or something.
Yeah, it's probably just the gleam of the chapstick.
Mm. I got distracted too, Joe. Was just distracted.
It's the whole head of yours.
Let's
look at her head.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, when I got a blowout over the weekend, my hairstylist was like, hey, we got these little tiny pieces of like glitter hair extensions from Amazon. We can put them in your hair if you want. I was like, okay. They just last like for a couple days and then they fall out. It's just for fun.
I'm like, what's shiny? I'm like, oh, okay. It's bouncy and it's shiny. All right. I have to save what happened to me. I mean, I had a fun weekend. I got to go to a basketball game. That was really cool. I went and I got to see Kelly Clarkson on Friday night. That was a great show. But the biggest thing is I'm really embarrassed about what happened. Like, I sound fine, but I am in a lot of pain right now. Like, it hurts even to sit. And you're not going to believe how stupid it is that I'm in this much pain that I have to go see a chiropractor immediately after the show. Because, like, my nerve in my lower back is pinching really bad. Like, it hurts. I'm walking around like a pirate. Like, just watch me limp. Oh, so, but I'm okay. We're going to have a good show today. And, Alex, I know all you do when you're not here actually at work is look at things for the garbage.
Yeah, it's true. Which, coming up, one of Lori Loughlin's Fuller House co-stars may have mentioned her recent drama in an acceptance speech over the weekend. Does Kathy Griffin regret that infamous photo of her posing with President Trump's head? And Kanye West's weird celebrity church?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lori Loughlin reportedly agreed to tell the IRS that the $500,000 she paid in bribes to secure her daughter's admission to the University of Southern California as part of a nationwide scam were donations.
I thought they were donations. That's what they were.
Loughlin and college admission scammer Rick Singer were secretly recorded during a phone conversation on November 29th. And this guy, per orders by the FBI, revealed to Loughlin that his charity company was being audited by the IRS. He tells her on the call, "I wanted to make sure that you knew as well, if they happen to call you, that nothing has been said about the girls, your donations helping the girls get into USC to do crew, even though they didn't do crew." She responds on the call, "So we just have to say we made a donation to your foundation and that's it. End of story." Not looking good.
Awkward.
Candace Cameron Bure of Fuller House seemed to reference her co-star Lori Loughlin during an acceptance speech at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards over the weekend.
"Family sticks together no matter what. They stick together through the hard times. They support each other. They encourage one another. They pray for each other. And they stand by their side no matter how tough it gets. And a loving family that sticks together also celebrates the really good times. And this is one of those good times. Thank you guys so much."
We're going to jail, kids.
Kathy Griffin talked about the death threats that she still gets in person years after posing for a photo in May of 2017 holding a mock decapitated head of President Trump.
"Are you still getting death threats to this day?"
"Yes, online and in person. I was in London a month ago and I had a driver and he recognized me from the photo and he said that he was from Morocco and that if we were in Morocco, he would cut my tongue off. So that was a long drive."
What kind of rating did you give that driver?
"I called the president of the company and had him fired."
Wow.
Dang. I mean, to be fair, that's kind of like, hey, I cut your tongue off. That's kind of scary.
Kathy Griffin told CBS Sunday Morning that she doesn't regret taking the photo.
"If you could click your heels together and go back and just like have at the end of the photo shoot before the mask came out, could have just been like, let's call it a day."
"Yeah."
"Would you?"
"No, because I've learned so much. I think a lot of people would love it if I said, oh, I wish I'd never taken that picture. I wish I'd never cursed. I wish I'd never made this comment or that comment. But the most important thing that I hope people see is that long after I kick the bucket, they see the crazy red-haired lady didn't go down."
I guess, I don't know, if I was her, I mean, I don't think I'd say I'd regret it, but I mean, if it affected my career, like if I did something on the show and it cost me my job, I'd probably regret it if I liked my job.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom attended Kanye West's Sunday service yesterday. The recently engaged couple were spotted attending his outdoor concert Sunday in Calabasas, California, which also doubles as a church service. I'm going to say church in quotes.
You wouldn't attend this church?
No, I'm not. I mean, I haven't been there, but I'm just saying it. I don't think it's really church.
Oh.
Tyler, the Creator, Courtney Love, and all of the Kardashians were also attending Kanye's service. It sounds like a fun congregation. Yeah, to me, it doesn't sound like actual church. It sounds like a bunch of people are getting together, playing music, and hanging out on a Sunday. But
smoking their dope.
Shaquille O'Neal is now the face, by the way, of Papa John's Pizza after founder John Schnatter was reportedly using a racial slur during a meeting. The former basketball star will not only be the face of the pizza company, but will sit on the company's board of directors, too. He's investing in 9 Papa John's restaurants in the Atlanta area. And this is all after John Schnatter had apologized for making the racial slur and is still the company's largest shareholder. However, his face is no longer going to appear on any promotional material. It has been reported that Shaq will be paid $8 million in cash and company stock for a 3-year endorsement deal.
I mean, Shaq's a pretty big endorsement thing. Like, he does a, if you look into him, he does so many brands. I wonder if he'll help out Papa John's at all, because these other ones have been really well for him.
Everyone loves Shaq.
I mean, yeah, now I want pizza, Alex. Thanks.
Coming up, speaking of food, in less than an hour, does Cardi B have herpes? That always gets your stomach rumbling.
Wow, my appetite. My lips are tingling now. Thank you.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Got
to
kick your week off with a little positive. How about this? Coming up in about two songs, Monday Motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Let's get your Monday kicked off right.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Time for a little Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show. We each try to find a little something to share with you to hopefully make your day a little bit better. This one right here, I'll go first, is going to be a mascara alert. 9-year-old Luca was told he'd be sparring blindfolded with his Taekwondo instructors, which I remember doing Taekwondo as a kid. That was hard enough, but to be blindfolded, I'm like, hi-ya! I'd be like Miss Piggy fighting. I wouldn't know what to do. Well, okay, let me turn this music down real quick because you got to listen to this. So he's blindfolded and he's doing his sparring. Well, the guy ends up actually being the one he's sparring. It's not his instructor, and he'll recognize the voice in a second. You'll hear the audio. It's Staff Sergeant Rob Cristino, who is his father, who's been deployed for over a year.
Wow.
Especially these little kids. Think about it, guys. When you're a little kid, like, how would it be if your mom or dad wasn't around? That's got to be so tough.
Yep.
Listen to this right here. You got to really listen closely.
Come on, Shiv. So let me go.
Daddy?
Takes a blindfold off. Everybody's screaming and yelling and excited. You got to really see the video. This is one thing that I wanted to put it on the radio, but you have to see it. It's a total visual, and I'll put it up at joeandalexshow.com because my wife was watching this video too. I saw this on Friday, but she's in bed on Sunday. She's like, ah! I'm like, what's wrong, babe? She's like, this kid and his dad, and they're boxing, and it's so sweet. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's really
calm
cute.
Down. Calm down. So yeah, there we go. That's a little something for a little Monday motivation.
I just found this really short little tidbit that I just thought was good news.
I like the good news.
So a high school in Kentucky held an adulting day to teach students how to do several adult things like cook and budget. The adulting day was held for seniors. Now they're going to do it every year. They had workshops, and seniors were able to choose which workshops they wanted to attend. They could pick 3 out of 11, and some of those workshops included how to change a tire, how to cook, how to budget, and even how to behave if they're pulled over by cops. I mean, it's a simple story, but I was like, dude, if everyone in America implemented this, I think that would be so awesome. I think I have been saying this for years, that this is the kind of stuff that we do need to have in schools before kids graduate, because too many kids are graduating and have no idea how to keep a budget or anything.
I wonder how many people on the show can do all those things. How many people do I work
probably
with that can adult?
Probably only one of us.
Yeah. Liv.
Yeah, probably only one of us can do like each thing.
Liv, what about you?
Okay, so I saw this and I thought it was so cute. So this boy who is a huge, huge Star Wars fan, like a super fan.
Okay.
He doesn't have his full left arm, so it kind of cuts off at the elbow and he doesn't have the rest of his arm. And so this company that makes prosthetics made him a Star Wars themed prosthetic arm.
Aww.
That is totally up to date with all of the newest and like most revolutionary technology. So like all of the fingers work so well, and it's inspired by the BB-8, which is just like one of those like ball things.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like a little mini R2-D2 thing, right?
Yes.
Like it rolls around.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not a huge Star
exactly.
Wars fan, but
so
it's like totally, orange and white.
Yeah, so it's totally Star Wars themed, and they surprised him with it. And not only that, but the guy who's played Luke Skywalker for like a billion years even like commented on the photo and said like how cool he looks.
Wow.
And that he's like a Jedi for sure and stuff like that. And I just thought that was so cute.
Awesome.
Oh, motivating that was. Oh. Okay, that's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. About 1 hour. Yeah, this is not a repeat. We've got another chance all this week around 7:45 to get you qualified to go to Bonnaroo and get you hooked up with some camping gear so you can get out there and have some fun in the tent and get all stinky and sweaty. And
my parents want to go to Bonnaroo.
What?
And I don't think they understand it's like camping. Like, I think they're trying to find like a hotel around.
Do they think it's like Woodstock maybe? Like back in the day? Like if they went to Woodstock?
They're really into music festivals now.
That blows my mind. Is that, do you ever go with them?
Well, they're like, well, maybe we'll get you a ticket. And I'm like, wow. Oh, yeah. But I mean, they're only going to go if they can find like a hotel around it. So
well, I would totally take the ticket.
Where it's located, it's way out in a field, like in the middle of nowhere.
That's
it'd be very hard
them.
To get a hotel and drive back and forth and all that.
Well, that's what I told them. But I think they'd do it if they're going to be there all day. They wouldn't mind like a 45-minute drive to it.
Well, that'd be pretty lit to see you there and
with
Liv's
your parents.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. President Trump claimed victory yesterday when the Mueller report concluded that he did not conclude with Russia to sway the 2016 election. As far as obstruction of justice, the report didn't say he committed a crime, but it also didn't exonerate him either. This is scary. I have never been on a cruise ship. Have anybody on the show been on a cruise ship before?
Nope.
Yeah, I've been on a cruise twice.
Were you scared at all?
No.
Okay, listen to this story. This is making me want to poop my pants. Rescue workers off Norway's western coast rushed to evacuate 1,300 passengers and crew from a disabled cruise ship by helicopter. This happened on Saturday. 26-foot waves tossed the ship from side to side. All the furniture was going over here,
yikes,
then over there. Their engine had a failure, so they could not control.
Gosh.
It was just, they were floating in the ocean, and they were getting really dangerously close to the shores and rocks, you know, like instead of an iceberg. Hey, rocks right ahead! The Viking Sky cruise ship issued a mayday call as bad weather hit Saturday. Engine problems caused it to start drifting towards that rocky shore, as I mentioned. Police say the crew feared that they would run aground and it could be even worse. Thankfully, it looks like everybody's gotten off there, but if you see video inside, even water is like coming across.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, that would
no,
scare
thank
me.
You.
That
no,
is
thank
absolute,
you.
I would be losing my mind.
Yeah, so that's not my kind of relaxation. I would not do that. This is sad. I think this happened on Friday. Then we had another one to report. A second Parkland shooting survivor killed himself just a week after another committed suicide. A sophomore at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School died in apparent suicide on Saturday night. The boy's death comes less than a week after his classmate, a 19-year-old girl, took her own life on Saturday. It's because she could not handle like being in classrooms or anything after that whole school shooting.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Something like that is absolutely traumatic. How do you go on with something that you do every single day, pretty much of your life?
These stories can't even imagine.
Broke my heart when I read them over the weekend.
Yeah.
And they infuriated me because all of the press, all of the things that this school got and all the opportunities that these other students got all to be activists and all these things, being, you know, anti-gun and all this stuff. Out of all of that publicity that they had and all of the resources, they still were not focusing on mental health.
Well, they could be, but only one person can decide. I mean, they could be. You have no
idea.
I heard that there were counselors at the school.
They also sent the kids back to school within a week of having to step over their peers' dead bodies.
Right.
There's a lot of things. I mean, the principal of the school is now under investigation because they didn't handle it correctly. The sheriff that was in charge had to resign because he didn't handle anything correctly. The entire
thing. How would you handle, like, how should it be handled then, I guess?
Well, getting over 60 tips to the FBI telling you we have a kid here and ignoring them.
Okay, let's talk about after.
Yeah, like that already happened.
Right, so the tips, let's talk about after what they do.
So they are not, they're still not putting a heavy enough focus, I think, on making sure that certain kids are doing okay,
right,
personally handling the PTSD that they've been diagnosed with and all these different anxiety problems and stuff
now,
because of it.
Here's what I'm going to say, dealing with people that do have PTSD that I know personally. You can only help yourself. Other people can try to help you, can try to talk to you, can try to put the right people in front of you. That is not going to do anything unless the person themselves helps themselves and takes the right actions that need to be taken in order to get over something traumatic and to get over depression.
And you may not even ever
PTSD.
Get over it, though. I mean, look
exactly
at the military. How many men and women do we have a day, 18 or is it 22, that kill themselves every day? they commit suicide.
Obviously, it and is you so just can't sad, get over it. And you hope that these things don't happen, but I don't think that you can say that enough wasn't done because, like, yeah, you wish some more was done. But,
oh,
like,
no.
At the end
well,
of the
it's
day,
coming out now that they're
the
not
end
doing
of the
enough.
Day, it's like up to the individual.
Yeah,
to
well,
get
they're
over something
trying to
like that.
Reposition like all of these higher ups, superintendents, all the stuff dealing with that school district because of all the problems that they're finding out.
I mean, I just think when it's like teen suicide, like political side should not be brought up. And I think that's like what.
No matter what, no matter
happening.
How you feel about it, I think we all agree it's so tragic
right.
and so freaking
so
sad that after
so
this mass
awful.
Shooting that these kids still, I can't even imagine. So. It sounds cheesy. I don't know what else to say but thoughts and prayers because I truly would want to send them to anybody affected by this.
And
but
all those other students that like have gone through the first shooting and then now like having their
losing
peers.
Your friends.
Yeah.
And yeah. So sad. So senseless. Let's talk about bad coworkers and quit. Why are you guys looking at me every time I say bad coworkers? A 19-year-old Missouri man was arrested after he spiked his coworker's drinks with LSD.
Why?
Well, I will tell you, Alex. Police were called after the victim started shaking and feeling a little bit dizzy. The man later admitted putting the drugs into three of his coworkers' drinks because they, quote, had negative energy. This sounds like Live the Web Grill if I've ever heard of
Honestly,
anything in my life. That Joe really had negative energy.
Maybe his coworker thought he was doing him a favor.
Yeah.
Man. That's not the worst thing I've heard.
Well, X-lax or that. I'm sorry. If I was tripping and didn't know what was happening.
He was trying to give him an upper.
Right.
That's
exactly.
what it was. And they just were being downers, man. Way you gotta call the cops on me. Yeah, they went to the hospital. Once the LSD wore off, they ended up being fine. He's gonna face charges of possession of a controlled substance and assault. And it looks like Wednesday will be my last day here on the Joe and Alex show if I end up winning the Powerball drawing. There was no winner on Saturday for $625 million. So the jackpot now is $750 with the cash option of $465 million.
Nice.
The drawing's Wednesday, so let's get out of here. Let's go get a ticket.
I'm down.
All right. I mean, I love this job, but God, I'd love to not have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, when I just to be lazy and be a bum. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com. Oh, yeah. Good morning to you. Hey, check it out. Coming up this morning, Murder Monday, Alex. Can you just tell us a little something about what's about to go down in about 30 minutes?
Polly Klass was 12 years old in 1993 having a sleepover with her friends when all of a sudden she opens her bedroom door and a strange man is standing there.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
I already have chills.
It is a good one today.
Oh, no. All right, cool. Murder Monday on the way. Then after that, we have your chance to get qualified, to get go to Bonnaroo with Liv and her parents. And also, that's a grand prize. And you get qualified to get some camping gear. Just for getting qualified, we will get you digital downloads of artists that will be at this year's Bonnaroo. It is the Joe and Alex show on radio now. And I don't know if we got too much into this last week, but I thought it was interesting. Cardi B has trademarked her signature catchphrase.
Okay.
There you go. By the way, Cardi B explained the phrase, sounds like a cold pigeon in New York City.
That's right. It sure does.
There you go. Yeah, her company filed the trademark on March 11th to use the phrase for paper goods, mainly paper, cards, and posters. Her company also filed the trademark for occur with one less R back on the 25th of February. That's for clothing and T-shirts and hoodies and yada, 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 yada. Very smart, because you want to own that, so if anybody tries to take your stuff, you can sue them. Now, guess what, though? Cardi B...
Okay.
It's not the only celebrity that's done some trademarks, and I'm sure there's more, but here's a few that I found while I was searching around. Paris Hilton, do you guys know what her catchphrase is?
I'm hot, or it's hot. That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
I can do Alex and Liv's trademark catchphrase.
I'm wearing a Simple Life shirt today.
I'm cold. Yes, well, that's where it kind of began. Paris Hilton saying, that's hot, is kind of got its popularity in 2006 during the time on The Simple Life from Nicole Richie. That is a cool shirt you're wearing today.
Thank you.
How
it.
Did you know?
Iconic.
How did you know?
Okay.
Now, help me out with this. I found this. I don't know if it's true, ladies. Rachel Zoe. Do you know who that
yes.
is?
Yes.
Okay, what is her phrase?
She says a lot of things. Okay. She says,
what does she say?
Not that one. That's not the one I have. But
she
okay.
says, I die.
I die.
Oh, yes. That's.
No, why does she say, I die?
Like, it just means she loves it so it's much. She's like, I die.
It's overwhelming.
Like, when you literally can't even.
Yes.
I die. Okay. Next one. Now, please, seriously, I'm not even kidding. Be careful, because I got sued for this last year. Behind the scenes fun fact here on the Joe and Alex show, I almost got fired. Do you know who Michael Buffer is? Don't say it, but do you know who he is?
Yes.
Okay, he's a boxing guy that tells people, let's get ready to do something before there's usually a big event going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to say that phrase because a fun fact, a couple of years, well, actually not even, yeah, last year I said that and I got fined a lot of money, which is an undisclosed amount. You are not allowed to say that phrase. Let's get ready. Yeah, you can't.
Because it's copyrighted.
It's copyrighted.
You can't even say it.
I'm not even going to mess with it because I got fined for it last year. I honestly almost got fired from the show. Because
Go ahead, say it.
What's you want me to say it? Okay, fine.
She wants you to get fired.
Let's go. No, I'm not even. But this guy, you know how much he's worth, by the way, from trademarking and licensing his phrase?
How much?
$400 million.
Wow.
The announcer guy that says, let's get ready. Yeah.
He's that rich because of
Me. Because he got like $100 million from me. Yeah,
oh, no,
no, not that much. But congratulations to him. So you know what phrases he says. Tim Tebow. Does anybody know what his trademark is?
The kneeling.
The kneel.
Yeah,
Tebowing.
He calls it Tebowing right there. And that's when you get on one knee and you got to kind of almost do the thinker pose, but you put your hand on your head.
Do you think he sued anyone when they started kneeling for the national anthem?
Probably. He's like, hey, excuse me.
Kneeling's my thing.
Sir, on the 49ers, who are you? What's your name again? Okay, I'm going to find you. Yeah, I even saw him going into churches. I'm like, no, they are praying, Tim. They are praying. They are not Tebowing. You cannot sue grandma.
I heard the coolest story about Tim Tebow yesterday that
I did not
know.
What?
So Tim Tebow, when his mom was pregnant with him, she was in another country, might have been the Philippines or something like that. She had gotten so sick for like months, while she was in this other country visiting, that doctors told her, like, you need to get an abortion. There's no way your baby's going to be born normal. There's going to be all these things wrong with them, because whatever the sickness was that she had contracted overseas was something that doctors were convinced were going to really
kind
cause problems.
Kind of like Ebola or something?
Something like that. And she said, no, I don't care. I'm going back to the United States. I'm going to have this baby, even if he only has 15 seconds of life to live. I'm not going to have an abortion. And so she said, she prayed and prayed and prayed. And she told God, she said, if you allow me to have this child, being Tim, and she said, and if he's born normal and, you know, he doesn't have all these complications, whatever, I will make sure that he ends up being like a spokesperson for you. Whatever he does in his life, he will always put your name first and all this stuff. And she had Tim, and now he's freaking Tim Tebow.
That's
and
crazy.
He is known for being a very outspoken Christian man of his faith. So isn't that like the most wild story? I did not know that till yesterday.
That's crazy.
That honestly, like, this has me just saying,
what?
Like when you said that, I couldn't believe it. So I got a few more here and see if you recognize these. These are kind of other things that people have trademarked. Cardi B, of course, doing her Ocur. She got that trademarked. Taylor Swift. Anybody ever hear of Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Okay. She's got a few trademarks. Did you know this,
Shake
Alex?
It off.
Here's what she does have, and maybe there's more, but this is what I could find. Taylor Swift has trademarked phrases from her 1989 album. Some of those phrases include this sick beat.
Uh-huh.
Party like it's 1989 and cause we never go out of style.
I use those phrases all the time.
I don't want to say anything, but you are going to be so broke when she finds out about that. But it makes sense, especially we brought up with Cardi B and clothing. Like all these artists, if they have a catchphrase or like a famous line from their song.
It's very smart.
Right.
And finally, you ever watch any cooking shows, any famous chefs out there?
Oh my gosh, you're going to bring up...
Bam!
Yes! Emmanuel! What is his name?
Yes. His name is Emeril.
Emeril
Lagasse. Bam! Now, you're allowed to say that from what I've checked. God, it'd be so funny if we get sued for everything we said today and we're fired. But his it's not, I'm not kidding. It'll happen. His phrase, bam, is associated with cooking. He became one of the first ever celebrity chefs. And he says everyone has the right to his trademark signature cooking Lego. You just can't actually do it when you're like hawking food products. So,
talking
bam!
Talking about celebrity chefs, Bobby Flay can still get it. Bobby Flay is hot.
Okay.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
What is your embarrassing injury? Please, you can be anonymous if you're that embarrassed, but will you share what happened to you? Because I am so freaking embarrassed that I'm in so much pain this morning because I hurt myself bad. I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened, but after whatever went down, I was walking across the room to go grab, I think, a Kleenex. I was going to sneeze like into it and, you know, blow my nose. And as I'm like walking back to my bed and I'm coughing, I'm coughing and sneezing, I'm like, and I just did that. My legs almost went numb. I felt like I was paralyzed. I swear to God, Alex, I just was walking back to the bed to lay down after I was going to blow my nose and cough, and I just it went numb. Like, it went tingly, painful, numb, and there's something pinching now on my lower back just above my butt, and it's just, I'm going to have to go see my chiropractor today so he can massage it and hopefully try to align it, because I can tell it's out. I tried sleeping on it. I tried twisting. I tried to do everything I could, but I cannot walk right now. I can't extend. Here, look at this. Watch, Alex. This is more of a visual for you, but here's my good leg. I can extend it all the way out.
Yep,
no problem.
You stretch your leg out.
Okay, this one.
Oh, something happened to you.
It's pinching. I cannot bring my leg up.
This is Joe. His bones are made of glass and his skin is made of paper, and every day he breaks his arms and every night he breaks his legs.
I know somebody that actually has that disease. Like, no, like where their bones are pretty much glass. Like, no, I know you're not
wow.
I know you're not making fun of it, but that's a real thing too. Did you know that?
Sad.
That's
insane. I thought I got on a Grey's Anatomy one time.
Dang.
I've got an embarrassing story.
Oh, pork chop, please share what happened to you. 833 Joe Alex, by the way, if you want to join in.
In eighth grade, I was playing softball. Softball.
Well, there you go. That's embarrassing. What guy plays softball? Am I right? Am I right? Okay, I'm just kidding.
All right. So it was, elementary school, eighth grade softball, and I was first baseman. And the kid hit the ball to the shortstop, and the shortstop threw it to me.
Uh-huh.
And we were playing without gloves. So
why would you play without gloves?
Because, I don't know, we didn't have gloves. So the shortstop threw it to me. And it was a bad throw, and the ball took a weird bounce, and it like bounced and just it hit my pinky and broke my pinky.
Ooh, like it bended it back?
Like it chipped, fractured right here. Just fractured.
Ew, oh, gosh. God, not with that sound.
Yeah,
sound effect not needed to make that make sense.
Bad sound effect. Actually, this weekend.
Oh, God.
This weekend, I tripped over a blanket. And I like fell to the ground, and first I like jumped up and then like fell to the ground, and I like twisted my ankle and my foot and my knee, like literally from my knee down was so painful for like half of a day.
Ugh.
I really am. I've never broken a bone, knock on wood.
Well, good thing it's because you're like a sloth. You never move.
Well, exactly. And so that's honestly the life motto. Like, just don't move. Wheel around on your computer chair everywhere. Make everyone else grab things for you. And you're going to stay safe. And you don't have to do anything. It's called the princess life.
I like how you asked me to pick something up today and you know my back's bad. You're like, can you get that for me? I'm like, I can't even touch my toe. No.
Only look out for yourself.
Jessica's on the Joe and Alex show. Jessica, what was yours? Like a workout injury? What happened?
Yeah, so I threw the mess ball at the ground and it was so bouncy and I didn't expect it to be so bouncy. So it just like came up and hit me in the face before I could catch it.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
Yeah.
Did you like bust a tooth or anything?
No, but I thought I had a concussion, but I didn't. So it was good.
Did anyone see it happen? Because that's like the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah, my friend saw it happen, and she just started laughing. But then my nose just started bleeding everywhere, and she was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow, you really hit it hard. But you must be stronger than you realize, Jessica.
Thanks.
There you go. Hey, thank you for sharing that. Now I don't feel as bad about my sneezing and hurting my back injury.
No, that one's still embarrassing.
All right, Liv, thanks for the support. Tim, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What happened, buddy?
Hey, man. Well, it was self-inflicted, and it's kind of embarrassing. It was when I was younger. I was about 13 or so, and I was messing around in the garage and, you know, messing around with tools and trying to acclimate myself with, you know, what tools are what and stuff, and I found a rubber mallet. And I was like, this can't hurt that bad. It's made out of rubber.
Oh, come on, Tim. I already know where this is going. This is terrible.
Yeah. I put my hand on the concrete floor and pulled back and just gave it a good whack. And wow, that really hurt.
I bet it did. Come on.
So, yeah, I don't tell many people that story, but it was when I was young. And, you know, you see the cartoons, they hit each other with mallets all the time. And you're like, oh, it can't be that bad, especially when it's made out of rubber, right? I mean, rubber bounces, and it's not like metal.
Well, come on, that mallet can do so much stuff and hammer things in, Tim. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, thank you for sharing that. You can also get in the conversation on our social media. For Twitter, it's @Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, we get anything there?
Yes. Nicole says, I was walking in a park parking lot and was on my phone looking fine and walked straight into a 2x4 sticking out of a truck with my forehead.
Oh.
And then Tracy said, I tore my ACL drunkenly doing the wobble.
There you go.
I bet a lot of people hurt themselves doing like dance floor stuff at weddings and different things. They're getting those injuries. Hey, thank you for sharing about how uncoordinated and how clumsy you are. Now I don't feel as bad that I have to go see a chiropractor immediately following the show because, yes, I tried to blow my nose and sneeze, and now I can't walk. So there's that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Does Cardi B have herpes? Well, she's suing bloggers that are claiming she was a prostitute, does drugs, and has herpes. So I guess not. One of the bloggers has posted over 20 videos in the last 14 months, and according to the lawsuit, one of them claimed that Cardi B's baby might be born with intellectual disabilities. The video also infers that she was doing drugs that could have harmed her baby. Another blogger accused Cardi of doing Molly and cocaine and says Cardi is just a Grammy-nominated prostitute running around spreading her herpes. Cardi gave the bloggers a chance to retract their statement, but since none of them did, she's now taking them both to court for defamation and seeking an injunction to delete the videos. By the way, Offset was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and talked about his public apology to his wife Cardi B at that concert back in December. The rapper said that their schedules are what kept them apart, leaving them to pull out all the stops to show Cardi B how much he actually loves her, which led to him crashing her concert with a $15,000 rose display that said, "Take me back." He told Ellen, "I love my wife, so it's serious. It's not a game to me."
Well, that's good.
R. Kelly appeared in court for his pretrial hearing last Friday. During the hearing, R. Kelly's team had asked for copies of the sex tapes, but the judge had not ruled if they will be given the copies or not. His team feels that the tapes should be protected from public viewing, and Kelly's travel plans to Dubai have also been put on hold after the Dubai media office have released that he's got no business being there. They're unaware of him having any plans to perform there anytime soon. So essentially what happened was R. Kelly told the court, "Hey, well, you know, like, we really need to, like, stall this stuff. I got, like, work to do in Dubai. I'm, like, doing some shows and all this stuff." And then Dubai was like, "What? Come again? We never had plans for you to be here." So basically now it's looking really shady. Like, was R. Kelly just trying to flee the country? Because that's what it's looking
good
like.
Good location to run away to. I mean, if I was going to run away, I'd chill in Dubai. Maybe he was, like, doing a private thing for a prince, though.
Well, it doesn't look like it.
How do we know, Alex? How do we really know?
I don't trust that guy, man. Justin Bieber is being blamed for Iceland Canyon closing after court concerns that it has been negatively impacted by an influx of visitors. The location was featured in Bieber's song, "I'll Show You." His music video was filmed there in 2015, and since then, there's been an increase from 50 to 80% of foot traffic. An environmental agency of Iceland said the canyon was somewhat unknown, but I think Icelanders have known about it a lot longer. The great increase in foot traffic began after Bieber came. There's been an increase of 50% to 80% between 2016, 2017, and 2018, and now the canyon's going to be closed to the public until this June.
To be fair, though, I mean, are these people traveling to Iceland, or is this people like, "Oh, I want to go where Bieber went in my country"?
I think it's tourists.
Okay.
It may be a mix of both.
Why are we complaining about tourism, though? Come on, people.
Right. Get it together. And Lupita Nyong'o posted a rap song to Instagram showing her fellow US cast members, Winston Duke, Evan Alex, and Shahidi Wright Joseph. The group was driving in a car with a beat playing in the background as they rapped about their movie. It's really cute. I saw the movie, by the way, over the weekend. It was okay. I didn't think it was very scary. I thought it was super confusing. Get Out was 10 times better. But, like, it was the number one movie at the box office, so maybe go see it. Maybe do a matinee, save some money. Here's the clip.
Watch yourself with that nonsense. Us is killing, no contest. Wilson's got them scissors, and you know we'll make you quiver. Cause it's us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Us got the scissors, baby. Don't you make a fuss.
Dang, let me give it a hype horn. Hold on.
In less than an hour, in your next garbage, this singer said pretty much the worst and most awful thing ever, and now everyone hates her.
That's great.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crimes that might be going on in your area. Here's the number to call. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Now, Alex, we're going to get into Murder Monday in just 1 second, but we have a special guest in studio. Who do we have next to you?
We do. Brandy is in studio this morning, and she actually brought three of her kids. Yes, three of her kids.
For Murder Monday?
To listen to Murder Monday. They're ages 9 and then 3. And what I wanted Brandy to talk to you about is why she thinks it's okay for her kids to listen to Murder Monday, and especially cases involving children, because I wanted to address something really quick this week before we get into the case, and that is we've gotten a couple emails, just very minor, a few, from a couple moms saying, like, you know, I don't like when you guys do these. I don't like Murder Monday, first of all. Second of all, I don't like when you do them and they're involving children. And I feel very strongly about doing cases that involve crimes against children, because children are the most vulnerable people in our society. And if no one is ever talking about these cases and how they happen and why they happen and why these people do what they do, how are we ever supposed to keep our children safe? And so I feel very passionate about doing crimes against children cases. A lot of people ask, what are my favorite types of murders to do for Murder Monday? And it's those, because I think that they help people the most. So Brandy, why do you feel like it's important for your kids to hear these?
I think it's important that they know it can happen to them.
That's right. So there you go. We're talking about Polly Klass this morning, and she is a 12-year-old girl who was abducted from a sleepover. So if you don't know, abductions involving a stranger are one of the hardest types of cases to solve. Even if you have witnessed an entire community helping, only 1/3 of these types of cases have a happy ending.
Well, that's not good.
So, for the story, it is a Friday night in Northern California on October 1st, 1993, and middle schooler Polly Klass has two of her best friends over for a sleepover. There's ice cream in the fridge, and the girls want to try to stay up all night. They play in Polly's bedroom, trying on Halloween costumes in preparation for the upcoming holiday. But like most 12-year-old girls, it's hard for them to keep the noise down. At about 9:45, Polly's mom, Eve, knocks on the door and nicely asks the girls to keep it down because she has a migraine and is going to try to go to bed early. Her room is right across the hall from Polly's, so she knows, although she told them this, that it'll probably only take a few minutes for the girls to get loud again. So she takes prescription sleeping pills to fall into a fast, uninterrupted sleep. The slumber party continues on for almost an hour before the girls' nightmare begins. Around 10:30, Polly opens her bedroom door to grab sleeping bags and sees a strange man standing right in front of her face.
What?
She screams. At first, her friends are giggling. They think it's like a joke or a prank. They're not sure how to react. But pretty quickly, they realize that Polly isn't laughing. And they notice the giant knife the man is holding in his hand. The man asks, "Whose house is it?" And he starts tying the girls up. He wants to know which of the girls live there and who else is in the house. The girls are terrified and crying. He says he's not going to hurt anyone and that he's only there for money. But when Polly tells him where her mom hides cash inside a jewelry box, he doesn't want to find it. He gags the girls and takes some pillowcases off some pillows to put over their heads. He tells Polly to get up and ask the other girls to count to 1,000. He says when they're done, Polly will be back. But he doesn't come back, and neither does Polly. They both disappear into the night. The girls immediately wake up Polly's mom and call the police. Investigators arrive within minutes. On the floor of Polly's room are binding materials and clothes cut into strips to tie people up. Investigators quickly realize that the amount of evidence they have is really pitiful. There just isn't anything solid for them to take. So they decide to take the whole rug off the floor just in case there's any evidence on it. The FBI quickly gets involved in Polly's case to offer their expertise, and they show up shortly after midnight. The FBI is able to immediately vet out that Polly's dad, Mark, has anything to do with her abduction, even though he and her mom are separated. And abductions from strangers are extremely rare and basically leave nothing for investigators to go on. A police sketch artist comes and interviews Polly's friends, Jillian and Kate, for 2 hours. The girls are understandably terribly upset, but are able to give a decent description to the artist of what this guy looked like. Time is of the essence, because in a child abduction case, every minute that goes by, a child is more likely to end up dead. The FBI's evidence response team is called to the Klass's house to see if they can find any more evidence using the most sophisticated forensic equipment available. After hours of meticulous searching, something finally shows up. It's a palm print on Polly's bed frame. It looked like the strange man who took Polly may have leaned against it just for a second while supporting himself to grab something. And that quick slip of the mind gives police the most important forensic evidence so far on Polly's case. In 1993, the FBI's fingerprint database didn't include palm prints, so they know that they can't identify someone based off of it, but that if they do catch someone soon, they can compare his palm print to this one, and then it'll be likely that he was there on the scene. Police start canvassing the community. They're sending search parties out looking for Polly, and investigators go door to door asking people if they had seen anything strange the night before. Turns out, lots of people had.
Really?
Multiple witnesses remember seeing a strange guy lurking around Polly's house and around her yard. The problem is, no one called the police. No one said anything. They just thought, maybe it's nothing. And they just let it go, even though there's some strange guy in her yard, on her porch, walking around looking in her windows. Could have been prevented.
To be fair, who doesn't look in other people's windows at night? I mean, come on.
So 48 hours later, Polly's dad gets a phone call. It sounds like Polly. She tells her dad that she's in a motel room somewhere, but then the line goes dead. It was the first glimmer of hope. Could she still be alive? Polly's dad's phone wasn't set up for a trace, so all authorities could do was wait for another call. And then it came. And this time, investigators were ready. It sounds like Polly again. She could only stay on the call a short time before hanging up, but this time the FBI is able to make a trace. The call comes from a house 30 miles away, and they had to move fast so there wasn't enough time to get an army of agents together. Polly was going to have to be rescued by only a few. Agents storm into the house and see two young girls sitting on the couch. Did they find Polly alive? Find out next as Murder Monday continues on The Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently had controllable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We are talking about Polly Klass today on Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show. And we always put a lot of stuff on our social media. The biggest thing is probably Instagram, if you follow us there, at Joe and Alex Show.
Yes, I've got pictures of Polly and some very interesting pictures of her abductor that you're going to want to see as I get through the rest of this story. That's at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. I also want you to please write in the comments, if you love Murder Monday, tell us why. Pavla just commented, my daughter is almost 11 and we always listen to Murder Mondays together as I drive her to school. I think it is so important for her and other children to know what can happen and how to react in situations like that. We're listening to the Polly story right now. So we left off with 12-year-old Polly Klass from Northern California being abducted from a sleepover in her own home. She's been missing now for 48 hours, but after her dad received a second phone call from a young girl who sounded like Polly, FBI agents are able to trace the call. They race to this house and bust in the front door, which is 30 miles away, and they find two young girls sitting on the couch. But something isn't right. This was just a normal family home. A terrible realization dawns on the agents. After sitting down with one of the young girls in the house, the investigators quickly find out that she was the one who had made the calls after friends from school dared her to.
Oh my gosh.
There was no Polly or her abductor. When I was researching the story and I was watching some things on this case, I literally yelled. I said, are you kidding me? I was irate, and I can't imagine how her parents felt and how investigators felt because that is such an important lesson to teach your kids, too. When these types of stories are going on, like, you can't prank call the parents of a missing, presumed dead child and act like the child.
How many kids are actually doing this? This blows my mind. Like, but back like, in the day, prank calls were so big. I remember prank calling people, but I don't think, hey, you missing your daughter? It's me!
It's horrible. But, like, the thing is that think of all the time that was wasted pursuing that lead.
And the hope that they had. Yes. They're like, let's get there 30 miles away, 25 miles away. We're almost 10 miles away.
It's just devastating. And so investigators are now even farther from finding the missing 12-year-old. For 2 months, the community police, the FBI, even the Navy is searching tirelessly for Polly.
Wow.
And then they finally get another break. On November 28th, 1993, a sheriff's deputy is called out to the house of a woman named Dana Jaffe, who owns a large piece of property. She says she found some things on her land that might be of use to investigators. She leads the deputy through a clearing just a few yards off the long, winding driveway to her house. Scattered in the woods was a large piece of silk cloth that had been fashioned into a hood. A couple strips of packing tape were on the ground, and a pair of young girls' tights had been tied, and a large chunk of human hair was in the knot. Then it occurs to Dana that about 2 months earlier, she had a run-in with a trespasser not far from where they were standing.
It all started when Dana's babysitter, Shannon Lynch, had left Dana's house and was making her way back down the long driveway. A man was walking down the middle of the private drive. His stranded Pinto was off to the side. He said that he was stuck and insisted that she get out of her car and help. He also wanted to know what was up the drive. But Shannon immediately sensed something wasn't right. She'd later describe him as looking like a wild man. She drove on, leaving him there, determined to get to a phone. Shannon found a payphone about 2 miles down the road and hurried to call her friend. She was anxious to get a hold of Dana and warn her of the scary man trespassing on her land. Dana didn't waste any time. She grabbed her daughter and a baseball bat and took off down the hill.
Dana for the win. So Dana's ready. She's like, I'm getting my kid. I'm getting out of this house. There's a weirdo on my property, and I'm getting a baseball bat, and I'm ready to throw some bows, okay? So I love Dana. So Dana sees this guy. As she's driving down her driveway, she sees the strange man her babysitter had described, but he was nowhere in sight. She sees his car, but no him. So she continues to drive to the police station, and two cops end up coming to her house and find now this guy back at his car trying to get it unstuck, and they ask him what he's been doing. He says he's been out sightseeing and tried to turn around but got stuck and is just trying to get out. Now, keep in mind, it's dark outside. That should have been a red flag right there to the policeman, because people don't go sightseeing at night in the pitch black in the country roads where there's not even a street light.
Okay, you may not see as much, but I mean, depending on the moon, you might get a good view at the top of the trees.
It's just a huge red flag, which they did not address in the case. I picked up on that. Like, that's something as an investigator I would have said, why are you sightseeing at night? I would have challenged him on that because it doesn't make sense. There were bits of leaves and brush in his hair and alcohol in his breath, but he does pass a sobriety test and they can't find anything incriminating, so they let him get his car out and urge him to get off the property and let him go. The problem is that in 1993, police could only bring up and see if you had anything on your driving record. They could not, like, search and find out your criminal record. So there were a lot of things that this guy had on his criminal record that would have maybe given them the cause to question him more about, like, Polly, for example. But they didn't know any of that stuff because computers didn't have all that stuff yet. They let him go. The FBI gets a full report of this incident after learning about it, and they find out that the man police had spoken with is Richard Allen Davis. His criminal history reveals that he's been recently paroled after an 8-year sentence for kidnapping, had been arrested on robbery charges, another kidnapping, attempt to commit rape, and a couple of counts of assault with a deadly weapon. His arrest photo on file matched Polly's friend's description they had given to the forensic sketch artist. After evidence specialists looked at the items found on Dana Jaffe's property, they were able to determine that it was highly likely Polly Klass had been there 2 months earlier with Richard Allen Davis. Authorities find out that Richard has a warrant out for his arrest for violating parole, and they're able to find him after he's pulled over during a traffic stop. They tell him that he's under arrest, and Polly's friends are brought to a lineup and immediately identify Richard as the man who had taken their friend Polly. Davis's palm print is quickly matched to the one taken from Polly's bedroom. Investigators cheer and throw their papers with a huge sigh of relief. Polly's abductor was finally caught. He tells investigators that he had been looking for his mom's house that night that Polly went missing and got lost. He ends up buying some pot and then drank some beers, and he gets really buzzed where he comes across Polly's house after wandering her neighborhood aimlessly. He finds an open window and hears girls talking inside. That's when he picks up a knife in the kitchen, and he says he doesn't remember anything after that.
He claimed the next thing he knew, he was driving in his car and was surprised to find a young girl sitting next to him. She was complaining that her hands were tingling. According to Davis, he adjusted the straps for her and drove around wondering what he had done and what he should do next. Then he drove off the side of the road and got the car stuck. Once he realized he was stuck for good, he says he got Polly out of the car and carried her up a steep embankment about 30 yards away. He planned to leave her in the darkness until he could figure out a way to free the car. The rest of Davis's story about what happened at Pythian Road matched the witnesses' accounts. At the time of the incident, the bulletin about Polly's abduction was just going out over police radios, but the deputies were tuned to a different frequency and would not have heard it even if they had been in their cars. They ran his license, but the equipment they had at that time was only able to give a cursory printout of Davis' driving record. It couldn't generate his criminal record. They found nothing they could hold him on. Davis recalled how the deputies pulled his car out and escorted him to the main highway, but he claims that he waited for 15 or 30 minutes and returned to the site to find Polly. Then he just drove around. At some point, he realized he had to get rid of her. At long last, authorities had found out what they'd been desperate to know. Polly Klass was dead, and Richard Allen Davis was the man responsible.
Oh my gosh, like all those things, like just off by a hair. Like, yep. They couldn't have heard it if they would have heard it on the right channel.
Yep, because they were standing right there.
She was there at the same time.
I'm a little aggravated that this Dana lady did not put two and two together when there's a wild manhunt going on trying to find this child. Why she wouldn't think, oh yeah, remember that time on the night that she was abducted that there was like a weird guy on my property that I had to call the police over?
Yeah.
Remember that? Like, why did that not click? That was frustrating for me. But eventually Richard takes investigators to an abandoned field where they do find Polly's body. Oh. It looked like she had been strangled. After a long, tumultuous trial, Davis was convicted on June 18th, 1996, of first-degree murder in four special circumstances: robbery, burglary, kidnapping, and a lewd act on a child in Polly Klass's death. A San Jose jury decided on a verdict of death for him, by the way. At his formal sentencing by a judge, Davis provoked national outrage by taunting Polly's family. He gave both middle fingers to everybody and to a courtroom camera, which you can see this photo on Instagram at Joan Alex Show, and later said that Klass's last words just before he killed her were that her father molested her. So he's just an evil, awful person.
Yeah, sicko.
The judge sentenced Davis to death by lethal injection and said, "It is very easy for me to pronounce this sentence, given your revolting behavior in this courtroom." Davis is currently on death row at San Quentin State Prison. He survived an apparent drug overdose while in prison and attacks on him by several other prisoners, so now he's in solitary confinement. What I love, to end this on sort of a positive note, what I love about what happened since Polly's case, is that there is, through this, so many other missing kids that have been saved from her case, because a lot of different pieces of legislation have been passed to help missing children cases, but also things that her parents keep on her website that can help parents and children in case something like this ever happens to your child. So if you go to polyclass.org, that is Polly, KLAAS.org, there are resources to help you stop the sex trafficking of minors and more, plus what to do if your child or kid goes missing. And what I really like that they have are child safety kits you can buy that keep track of your child's DNA, allow you to get their fingerprints, a most recent photo of them, and more, so that in case you were to have something happen to your kid, you can provide the police with all these crucial things that can really help them find them a lot faster. So you should always have those things ready in order, in case something like that happened. And they also have a game that they can teach you how to play with your kids called the What If Game that helps you walk them through different what if scenarios at any age to help them establish certain brain patterns that can kick in if they're ever needed, if your kid is ever in that situation. So, you know, what if you're walking home from school and a man comes up to you and asks you to help him find his puppy? What are you going to do? And
no!
This website walks you through how to help your child deal with the situations. It's very important.
Was that right? The right answer?
I know that there are some parents that don't want their kids to know any of this stuff happens. I think kids need to know this stuff happens. I will maintain that till the day that I die. So anyway, this has been the Polly Klass story. You can see the photos. And please tell us why you love Murder Monday on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
All right. I am sorry that we're a little behind this morning, but hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Nothing's ever on time. We have got your chance to get qualified. Bonnaroo is where you could be going with some camping gear. All you got to do is get qualified right now by winning a little game. And for getting qualified, if you're our winner, you are going to get a digital download of artists that are going to be at Bonnaroo this year. Let's see here. We need not one but two people. Let's see. Wendy. Hey, Wendy. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, cool. A little shy. I expect that of that. It's a little weird being on the radio. We got Wendy, and then let's see here. Is this Jen?
Hi.
Hey, Wendy and Jen. Hey, ladies. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, Pork Chop, I want you to explain how this works here for today's game. I got Wendy and I got Jen. Do they have to pick teams, or how's this go?
Yes, yeah, so they
Wendy was first.
Wendy's either going to team up with Joe or Alex. So go ahead and pick Wendy.
Alex.
All right. Awesome.
Interesting. Wendy doesn't want to win.
Wendy chicken nuggets.
All right, cool. So Wendy and Alex, yeah. Jen and Joe. Hey, I like that name. Hey. All right, Pork Chop, what the heck are we playing today? I have no clue.
So, you know, there's been some artists in the news lately for not such a great light. For instance, you know, R. Kelly.
What did he do again?
Just kidding. Yeah. So I've picked a bunch of songs. And Joe and Alex, you not only have to guess who the artist is, but what crime did they commit?
Okay.
Okay, so is it like a point each then, or how's this work?
Well, I mean, actually, no, screw it. You'll know the name of the artist, but
we have to figure out what their crime was.
Yeah, you're gonna play a song and then figure out what that artist's crime was.
Can any of it be making bad music? Does that count?
No, that does not count.
Okay.
We play all the music, so.
Somebody thought that was a funny joke, thanks to the snicker.
Oh, and also, as far as Jen and Wendy, if Alex or Joe need some help, you'll help them out, okay?
Okay. So we have one lifeline?
Yes.
All right.
All right, so please listen closely. We might call on you, Wendy or Jen. Your phones are live on the radio.
So I'm just tagging it with my name?
Yes. Alex it is, and Joe it is. Joe, it works. There we go. Are you ready, Pork Chop?
Oh, I'm ready. You ready?
Yep.
I'm ready. Alex, you ready? Okay, here we go. First one. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I know it's Kanye West, and I'm trying to think of what he did. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I don't know what he did.
Like
either.
I said, I know it's Kanye West. I'm trying to think of what he did. He's been crazy on TV. He's yelled stuff before.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Joe, did he do something where he like used somebody's like drop or sample without permission? Like
no.
Music? Okay.
Ah, that would have been a good guess.
That's all I got.
Jen, Wendy, do you know? Buzz in with your name, sorry.
Wendy, he like owed money to somebody, I think. Maybe.
That's close. I need some judge's help. Felony vandalism?
No, that's
no,
different.
Vandalism is like when I destroy something. Yeah, like if that's when I went to Alex's car and I spray painted.
Yeah, so he did some kind of vandalism thing. All right, well, we both got that wrong.
Well, we're doing terrible right now. This is great. All right, next one. Let's figure out who the artist is.
Alex.
Alex?
He peed in a mop bucket. He egged his neighbor's house.
How many guesses are we getting today?
I mean, he's done a lot of things.
I need one guess here, right?
I mean, I've got two written down.
I'll say vandalism then as well,
dang
like
it.
The egging of the house.
Dang it.
No.
Really?
What is it?
Hold on, wait.
Wendy.
Wendy is not on my team. You don't get to guess. Sorry, Wendy. You're the backup for Alex. I'm going to tag in Jen, though. Jen, do you know what happened?
I couldn't hear this song.
It was Bieber. It was Justin Bieber.
Oh, now I know what it is. I just remembered.
What did Bieber do? It wasn't throwing eggs anywhere. Oh, wait, I remember. Joe. Here we go. For 1 point on the board. He did like reckless driving or something. That's speeding, right?
Yes.
Give me a Pork Chop. Don't keep me quiet.
His actual charge.
Oh, my. Seriously?
Can we steal?
No, you can't steal.
Two actual charges, so no points for you guys here. DUI and resisting arrest.
The guy was recklessly driving. Remember, he was going that fast over the bridge and they paced it out?
I remember that.
Everybody.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was in like a big black SUV.
Pork Chop is the judge and you got to get what I've got here.
Wow, this is a terrible game because of the rules.
All right, so far 0-0, right?
Yep.
Wow, first one to get a point might be the winner today. Here we go, next one. It's Lil Wayne, but I don't know what he did.
Alex.
Alex.
I'm just gonna say like he had an illegal ownership of a gun or something.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Alex.
What?
Yes.
When did this happen? I never heard Lil Wayne had a gun.
He's got weapons possession and drug possession.
Well, the drugs would have been obvious. I should have just said
drugs. Yeah, you
drugs.
Could have just guessed that.
Yeah, okay. So that might be enough to win. We had a few more here. Here's our next person that has a criminal charge on their record. And we were trying different things. Joe.
You should know this. He's from Michigan.
I should. It's Kid Rock. I'm not going to stop the good music. I'm going to keep it going on a Monday morning. Hey! Kid Rock had to do something with, like, assault... Or, like, disorderly conduct.
I will give you the point
for
that. Assault is correct. Assaulting a DJ.
Okay.
Ooh.
But didn't he get in a fight, like, at a White Castle, too? I mean, I love White Castle, but nothing good happens at a... I'm sorry, not White Castle. I love White Castle.
I was like, what?
No. Where's the place where people go after concerts all the time? Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Sorry. I love Waffle House and White Castle. They're my faves. So, is this the last one, then?
Yes.
Okay.
It's best of... Five.
So we're 1-1?
Then I do have one extra credit in there.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I like extra credits. Here we go. Good luck, Alex.
Alex. For the win.
I know you were shot 9 times. Did he shoot somebody else? Like a gun possession? Is it gun possession again? No.
Ooh, okay. Hold on. You've already.
No, Jen is your teammate. Did you already get her?
Everybody already buzzed in. They already buzzed in.
Oh, and Alex, sorry, Wendy. Alex used up your turn.
Okay, hold on. 50 Cent, I'm going to say that he assaulted someone.
It's not what I've got.
What is it?
Drug trafficking and drug possession.
What, did you know that one?
Yes, I said my name because I was hoping you would ask me.
Oh, sorry.
All right, well, hey, we're not done yet. We got another song, right?
It's tied 1-1, so this is the tiebreaker.
All right, here we go. Good luck.
Let it be, let it be, let it be.
Paul McCartney, the Beatles.
Let it be.
What did he do?
Whisper words. Alex.
Alex.
Joe.
It's not him. It's the other guy, John Lennon. Was that who it's supposed to be?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, it's only supposed to be Paul McCartney? All right, well, I'll say drug possession.
That's correct!
If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song, Wendy. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. Sing it, chicken nuggets, yeah, chicken nuggets, yeah, chicken nuggets, yeah. I love it. Chicken nuggets song for the girl named Wendy. What up?
Congratulations.
Hey, way to go, Wendy. Jen, I'm sorry I sucked this morning.
Good sportsmanship.
That's all right. Hey, Joe, I took your picture with your wife at New Year's this year.
Oh, thank you. We made out after that, so thank you. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. That is so kind of you. She lost and she still complimented us. That's awesome. I'll bring that up in couples therapy on Thursday. Awesome. Hey, Wendy, hang on the line. We are now getting you qualified for a possible trip to Bonnaroo with Camping Gear. And just for getting qualified for that, you're getting hooked up with digital downloads of artists that are going to be at this year's Bonnaroo. All this week here on the Joe and Alex Show around this time, we've got your chance to possibly go to Bonnaroo. Okay, wow. Excitement is about to go down, if you're ready for that. We are in just a matter of seconds going to get into sports trivia. Liv versus producer Porkchop. After that, we are going to get into the garbage. A whole heck of a lot of stuff still going down this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm just waiting for Porkchop. I think he's doing research. He says he's getting the winner's information.
Yeah, he's actually Googling the answers.
He is. He's like, what's the latest sports stats? I don't want to lose. Now, if you're just joining us here on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl knows a heck of a lot about sports. How did you become such a sports expert?
I would never call myself a sports expert compared to
humble.
Compared to people on the show, which is not saying a lot, I know about sports.
Okay, whoa, you don't have to throw barbs.
But I just like sports. I like the adrenaline, the excitement that goes along with it. I like the competition that goes along with it.
Yes.
Also, there's a ton of drama in sports. So girls out there who are like, ew, sports are gross, I hate it. If you fall along to the drama, it's basically like an episode of like Real Housewives.
That's a good point.
Okay, well, let's see here. Hey, Porkchop! Come on, quit delaying this. He's acting like he's on the phone, like, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, he's like Googling stuff.
All right, let's go.
Are you ready? I just set everybody up. It's about to go down.
Good, let's do
it. Live the Web Girl versus Producer Pork Chop, the ultimate sports off, the end all be all sports.
I also think that we should mention, like, this means way more to Pork Chop than it does to me. Pork Chop is the one that always argues, like, no, I know more.
Well, I'm actually,
I know more.
I'm actually sure I'm going to lose.
Oh my
goodness.
You can't start out like that.
Yes, I know so, because yesterday Joe was making the questions. He's like, I'm just going to make any questions, right? And Liv was like, yep, go ahead. Just make sure, you know, they got to be about college basketball, college this, college that.
I asked for everybody's, hold on.
I'll let you go, Liv. I asked for all of you to say, hey, I want to make sure that everybody feels like I represented them. Anything else am I missing here?
And then she said NBA, so like all her top favorite stuff. I didn't even respond.
And I said NHL.
Yeah,
Do you want us to include rugby, bowling?
It's okay.
Curling.
Did you guys put curling in there?
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to represent my friends in Canada.
Fine, let's do it. Let's go.
Is there bobsledding in there?
What about chess?
Because there was this Jamaican bobsled team that one time.
Buzz in with your name.
And nobody thought they had a chance.
Is that how we're doing it, Joe? What are the rules?
It's very simple. Alex, if you could keep track of score, if not, Pork Chop. Okay, I got Pork Chop, but he might cheat, so you might want to do it.
Right.
Yes, I got 10 questions, which I know it could end in a tie. So be it if that's how it is. All you do is you buzz in with your name, okay?
Liv has to keep score, too.
Okay,
of course.
I was going to, just because you know you're going to cheat.
No, of course
you
I'm not.
You two are so competitive. Listen, come on. People want to hear you.
I'm kidding.
People are listening right now. They want to know who's the sports expert on the show.
All right, let's ask the first question. We buzz up with our name.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Wow, this is keeping Liv so entertained, she's yawning. Thanks. Show's almost halfway over. Okay, an example of a question right here.
Okay.
Could be, but this does not count. What Major League player just signed the biggest contract in MLB history?
Liv.
He's on a
Mike
red
Trout.
Team. Phillies.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
One that signed
you asked
it.
His name?
Yes. If you're not, are your ears working this morning?
Maybe. I don't know. But he's on the Phillies, right?
That's not what I asked.
Is it? No, you know what? He didn't sign to the Phillies because you know who did? Chris Bryant did.
Okay.
And he's the hot one.
All right. So now, as Mike you can Trout's tell, different. We're warmed up. Are we ready to go?
Let's go.
Yes.
Here we go. The NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, also known as March Madness, is made up of how many teams?
Liv!
I heard CHOP first.
Okay.
64.
That, I'm going to have to say, is wrong.
What?
Oh, I'll say 68.
That is really close to 69, and that's correct.
Yeah, because there's four games before the first
round. Oh, gosh, we're counting those?
Yeah, they do
count.
That's
how they do it every year, CHOP, yeah.
Whatever. That's fine. Go
ahead. The score.
They make it into the bracket. In the bracket, whatever.
Well, they're still a part of Selection Sunday.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, we got that written down.
Yeah, 1 point for Liv.
Who has more wins this year? The Houston Rockets or the Indiana Pacers?
Liv.
Liv.
I really don't know.
The Houston Rockets.
That is correct. Way to go, Liv.
They're third in the Western Conference.
Boom. Yep. Wow, 2-0 lead. This is kind of not good. Here we go. Next question. A sports off. Liv versus Producer Pork Chop. The New England Patriots tight end.
Chops.
Go ahead.
Rob Gronkowski.
That is correct.
I didn't even know what you were going to ask.
He just retired last night.
I know. Yes. I cried. Football will never be the same.
I'm very upset.
He has to go into acting like The Rock or something.
Oh, because he's such a great actor like The Rock.
He's funny.
And John Cena, he's hilarious. He could play the same character in every movie, and people would still love it.
Fun fact, both those guys commented on his Instagram post about it.
All right, well, here's what. And here, speaking of his Instagram post, he announced that he's retiring on Instagram. He just said, quote, "It's time to move forward. Cheers to all who have been part of this journey. Cheers to the past for the incredible memories. And a huge cheers to the uncertain of what is next."
Over 1 million likes. Bet you Liv didn't know that.
I mean, I don't follow him on Instagram.
Hey,
I don't think.
Actually, less jabs, more correct answers here.
I'm sorry. I was watching the NCAA tournament yesterday. I was
two
on
to
Instagram.
One.
Two to one. Here we go. Next question. The Houston Astros and pitcher Justin Verlander have agreed to a 2-year contract extension worth $66 million. Liver Pork Chop, who is Justin married to?
I have no
idea. I should
idea.
Know this because I lived in Michigan for 3 years and he came from Detroit. Eva Longoria, Chops.
Eva Longoria,
yeah.
Even if I would have taken that butchered pronunciation of the name, that would still be incorrect.
Oh, really?
Liv, you have 3 seconds for a guess. She's very chesty.
Oh, I know who it is. Oh,
no way.
No, yes,
three,
I do. Oh, she did
two,
the Dougie. That's how she
one,
became famous. Kate Upton.
Too late. That would have been correct.
Oh!
All right, here we
go. I knew it was Kate Upton. She's hot.
Okay, listen. Okay. According to the AP Top 25, what team was ranked number one?
Liv.
Who?
Number one in what division?
Wait, number one in what sport?
Oh, you buzzed in.
Duke.
That is correct. In the NCAA men's division, they were number one heading into the tourney. All right, let's get some sports going. Keep it going. What's the score, by the way?
3-1. 3-1.
Wow, poor chap. I think if you don't get one of these next ones right, you could be out. And Liv the Web Girl would be our sports trivia champion on the Joe and Alex Show. According to this, Alex Ovechkin leads the NHL with 48 goals this season. What team does he play for?
Liv, Capitals.
That is correct. The Washington Capitals.
I knew that. Just didn't get my name in quick enough.
All right. What's the score again?
4-1.
4-1. 1-2.
Like, that was so easy.
Okay, you got to get one of these next ones right, Chops, or you're out.
Yeah, I know.
The Oakland Raiders are in the process of...
Liv, they're going to Las Vegas.
Wow. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Liv the Web Girl just won the game.
Wow. So now, from now on, Porkchop can't get mad that say that Liv is our resident sports expert.
This is only our second sport off. I won one, she won the other. This one, so...
So now there has to be a third sport off?
Oh, my gosh. I'm exhausted. He can be the sports expert. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm exhausted.
Hey, let us know. Why don't we set up a poll on Twitter, and we can put it up on Instagram, too. Who's the sports expert on the show? We'll have a side-by-side, whether it's Liv the Web Girl or producer Porkchop.
Give us your most sportiest photo of each of you.
Yes, please. Dig through the archives.
You know what? I might have one in my track uniform.
I've got one of me in my baseball uniform.
Perfect. I know. I can see Alex in a Gronk jersey. She's like, I'm so sporty.
Yeah.
I think the main thing we can take away from this is R.I.P. Gronk. The NFL's not going to be the same.
God. Well, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's retiring. Well,
R.I.P. to his career.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, what's everybody doing? Stop. It's time for the garbage, okay?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Singer Barbara Streisand believed Michael Jackson was a child molester, but she also believes his victims got a bonus and that the sexual attacks didn't kill them. During a recent interview...
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, she shared her thoughts in a recent interview about Michael Jackson and the two accusers featured in Leaving Neverland, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Streisand seemed sympathetic to Michael, saying his sexual needs were his sexual needs, coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. She said that Robson and Safechuck were indeed molested by Jackson, saying the HBO documentary was painful to watch. But she went on to dismiss the horror of child molestation, saying, "You can say molested, but those children, as you heard them say in the documentary, they were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them." She has gotten so much heat for this. It's unbelievable. So she ended up apologizing, saying, "I'm profoundly sorry for any pain or misunderstanding I caused by not choosing my words more carefully. I didn't mean to dismiss the trauma these boys experienced in any way. Like all survivors of sexual assault, they will have to carry this for the rest of their lives. I feel deep remorse, and I hope that James and Wade know that I truly respect and admire them for speaking their truth." Two celeb gal pals got so wild at a gay hotspot Friday that they ended up rolling around on the floor. Adele and Jennifer Lawrence blew off steam together by downing a few drinks, shooting selfies, and hugging shirtless guys at the West Village bar Pieces. One highlight, or I don't know if this is Pisces or if it's Pieces.
Well, I'm going to say Pieces because it sounds like Reese's Pieces. It's probably, I don't know. Little Web Girl, you're the Zodiac expert. What is it?
I don't know. I'm going to assume Pisces, but I'm not sure. But a friend from college was literally at that bar.
Huh?
At that
and
time
saw them?
In New York City. Saw them, had footage himself. His tweet is one of the tweets that is going viral, like, of a video of them.
Yeah, well, one of the highlights of the night was Adele got on stage for a drinking contest that was called Musical Shots and told the crowd she was currently a married stay-at-home mother. Seems she lost the game, though, and J-Law, who was also playing, tackled her and screamed, "How could you?" So it sounded like they were having a really fun time together.
Hold on, wait. This is the entrance music for when you walk in there?
What's your Zodiac?
Okay. I think it's that Zodiac thing then. Okay.
Demi Lovato's friends want her to take a break from dating following her split from Henry Levy. Sources say friends believe a year-long break from men is necessary to get her life together and prevent another relapse after breaking up with her toxic ex-boyfriend. The sources say the problem is Demi likes to be in relationships and she has a hard time being alone. It's causing problems. And Ben Stiller joked about how he's going to get his daughter into college. I think he's making fun of this whole Lori Loughlin situation.
"We are visiting colleges this week. It's great. She is going to go to Yale on a full football scholarship.
Oh.
And she's going to major in Photoshopping.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a crazy time.
That is kind of funny. I'm glad he made fun of it.
Yeah, speaking of Lori Loughlin and stuff, coming up in the next Garbage here in less than an hour, one of Lori Loughlin's Fuller House co-stars may have mentioned her recent drama in an acceptance speech.
For more Garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, continuing a Monday music marathon. You're smack dab in the middle of it. How do you like that? Right in the face! Take it! Sorry, didn't mean to hit you like that.
Seems very aggressive.
Well, hey, you know what? You gotta show Monday what's up. I'm not afraid to be aggressive. Liv the Web Girl, yes, whose wonderful voice you just heard there, you apparently are very concerned about my relationship.
No, I'm not concerned. No, I'm not concerned.
Okay.
I'm
then
just
what did
saying,
you find? What did you find?
I found this thing, and it said that this will ruin your relationship. This can be the demise of your relationship, and it's one bad habit. And I know for a fact that you and your wife do this. So it's more of like I'm trying to help you.
Oh, well, in that case, please tell me how I can save my marriage.
Okay, so it says that this is the scenario.
You're really holding back. You can say it.
Like, no, I
you
know.
Don't have, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
So it says this is a scenario. It says like when you're about to leave for the house and then all of a sudden you see that the trash is full and maybe it was your partner's turn to take out the trash. You take a picture of it or they take a picture of it and either way, you guys send it to one another, kind of like a passive-aggressive little message.
Ooh.
Which I know that you and your wife do all the time. And then from there, you could be like, yeah, well, whose turn was it to let the dogs out? You didn't do that, and I did that for you 2 days ago. And then she's like, well, the one time where I unloaded the dishwasher and you wouldn't stop watching TV when you were supposed to unload the dishwasher. You're a scorekeeper, and you're doing
everybody's
it.
Everybody's a scorekeeper.
And you're doing it all over text message. You're saying that this can be the demise and ruin your relationship. They took a poll of people, and they said that majority of people that do this, their relationship ended up failing and they broke up.
That is okay.
So how do you not do it?
833 Joe Alex is the number. I think this is the biggest load of crap that some women's publication would put out. Like, ladies, if your man does this with his phone of the garbage, it's over. 833 Joe Alex.
Okay, I've heard this before.
Has anybody else dealt with this? Kind of passive aggressive, like photos
I'm
of this
sure
and that?
Plenty of people have, or else there wouldn't be a huge article on about it. So it says, look, it happens to all of us, but next time you feel your fingers furiously reaching for your phone, here's something to keep in mind. A study from BYU, which is Brigham Young University,
mm-hmm,
found that women in relationships who try to work out their differences or apologize via text message tend to report higher levels of unhappiness.
Ooh.
So what they're saying is instead of trying to talk through the negative stuff over text, wait and do it face to face. Don't send the picture, even though you're really mad, you're really fired up, it might be making you late for work. Just calm down, chill, take a couple breaths, go to work. Later, when you see your significant other, be like, hey, that was annoying. Like, I was the one that had to take out the trash. Like, come on, it was your turn. Talk to it face to face. Also, they said, oppositely, as a tip, you should be sending texts of affection to your significant other.
Like a little special kind of photo.
And
like,
that has like, okay, I don't know about that. Maybe like, hey, you're great. Have a great day. Whatever.
Like, what if you're like, hey, I love you even though you forgot to take the trash out and it was your turn.
Very passive aggressive. You're missing the point here,
okay,
Joseph.
Okay, okay. I'm simply asking.
I love stuff like this.
Joe Alex. No, is this something you ladies ever do in relationships?
Yes.
What do you do? Tell me more.
I mean, I'm for sure a scorekeeper. That was one of the problems with my ex is that we both were doing that. And that's something I know going forward I have to work on is not keeping score on each other when you have rights or wrongs. Because, you know, then what you end up doing is like, well, I did these 10 nice things. So see, now it's your turn. You have to do this for me because I did this, this, and this for you in the last 6 months. Like, you can't be doing stuff like that.
Hold on. Ashley says she goes through this. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yo.
I just love the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that, so my fiance and I, Ben, we have gone through this, and it's even past this point. Like, we would take photos. I would do that. I'm guilty of that. I would take a photo, or I'd send a passive-aggressive text saying, like Joe just said, I'd be Hey, listen, thanks for remembering this, but by the way, you forgot to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And it's to the point now, I promise you, on everything I love, just yesterday we were talking about it. We're engaged. We got engaged a year ago in Puerto Rico, and this has, like, combated to one of the problems where we go into counseling through our church being discipled because it goes to so much more. Like, it goes from these little passive-aggressive things, and I'm not saying everybody's the same because Joe and his wife, they might have a totally different relationship, but it has caused drama with us, and it is a problem to where we're going to talk with counseling with our church about it and other friends and maybe even outside of there because now we will argue about stuff or I'll say, oh, well, you had time to play the game, and then we'll automatically go to, but wait a second, you were just relaxing for 2 hours.
No,
and
Ashley,
you get into that pattern, and you shouldn't do that.
I want to appreciate you for calling in. And two things here. Listen, if people listen to the Joe and Alex show, whether live or podcast, whatever, I want people to realize my relationship with my wife and I, you shouldn't try to hold yourself to that standard of perfection, okay?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
we are like the greatest couple ever to exist, and we don't have problems. So, no,
right.
I'm just kidding. No, Ashley, I feel like I'm relatable to you and your fiance. When is the wedding, by the way? What's the big day?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. It's supposed to be September 8th this year, but I have medical issues, and he is a diamond in my life. Ben Gilvin, if I can give a shout-out to him.
Hype it up, baby.
I have dealt with cancer for a while now, and so because of it, I had a surgery in my stomach and esophagus last year, December, and so we're having some after effects from it.
Yeah.
So we're hoping September 8th, but if not, it will be at some point. But we are, like I said, there are little issues that pop up that we want to make sure everything's okay.
That's smart to get through.
And this
those.
Is one of our issues that we're talking about, you know, because you're right, every couple is different. So
bless your heart.
This can turn into something like way more to where you start getting irritated and being mean to each other because of little comments.
Well, hey, if you,
you
can
know?
Kick cancer's ass, I think you guys can work through your relationship.
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
I love
suck
this
it,
man
cancer.
With all my heart, and I will be marrying him. He is my heart and soul, and so is his family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, when these things happen, you want to go into a marriage, one, obviously with God blessing behind you and for if it's your spiritual higher power, which God is mine.
Praise
and
Jesus.
Then you want to be there. You want to know emotionally that we don't do things to like hurt each other.
Ashley,
and make
we
are, comments that are
so glad
like that
you,
you know?
No, totally. We're so glad that you called in this morning. Thank you so much. And we wish you a speedy recovery and hope you guys tie that knot soon. And yeah, you're not alone. You work through those issues. Let's do one more call on this. James, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was your comment?
Comment on the whole taking the trash out bid.
Right.
No one should keep score about taking the trash out.
Why?
If a man does not take the trash out, he's not a man.
Yeah, hear that, man? You just got to do it.
Wait a minute. What if two women are together? What does that mean? Like the garbage never goes out?
Well, isn't there usually more of a manly in the women?
Pork chop. Let's ask pork chop.
You represent
LGBT.
The community, yeah.
Well, I mean, I take the trash out in my family.
Okay, so you okay? So
like
you,
really, I'm not saying that metaphorically. Like I do.
I take the trash. Well, even with men and men, wouldn't be in there won't. A man that's a little bit more manly than the other man.
Well, I don't see pork chop as manly. That's the question I bring
up. But compared
up.
To Chase, yeah.
I take the trash out. Hi, everybody. I'm the trash taker outer.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get into your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Let's go to California, where a man rammed his vehicle through the front of a gym because, live the web girl, they canceled his gym membership. I can't believe it.
Honestly, I can totally believe that. There are literal psychopaths that come to the gym.
Have you ever had to cancel a person's gym membership, like at the gym you work at? Have you ever seen that? Like where it gets canceled?
I mean, I personally can't. My manager has to cancel it. But like I've seen people have to get their, like been kicked out and like banned from like the gym.
What did they do to get kicked out of a gym?
Gotten in fights with other gym goers.
Yo, bro, man, you're borrowing my weights too much.
Yeah. definitely on the basketball court.
Don't wipe it
court,
down.
There was like one guy who almost pulled out a gun on the basketball court over a basketball game.
Dang, shoot the J, not the guy.
Yeah, there's also been like people that cussed out like employees.
Okay,
yeah.
See, I'm wondering, and the reason I asked you that is because this guy was, you know, in trouble. He rammed the front of the gym because they canceled his membership for, quote, inappropriate behavior. So, I wish they'd give us more details. The man argued with the gym staff and told them, oh, I will return. He came back later that day and drove his car through the gym's front window. The man got into a getaway vehicle, so I guess he's like, well, they won't catch me if I leave my car here. But witnesses followed him. The getaway vehicle hit a curb, and the police arrested the man a short time later. This guy is now facing several charges, including attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and vandalism.
I just have one question. Whatever happened to just leaving a bad Yelp review?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. One star for you. But here's the bright side. Can we find a bright side of the story? How about this? The prison he's going to, I hear, has a really nice gym.
There you go.
Really, really nice.
Check out the dummy of the day at joanalexshow.com.
All right, it was a big, big day on Saturday. I got to marry a couple at White Castle. Yeah, that's a true thing. I am a man of the cloth. I can marry people. This is the second wedding I've got to do, so pretty exciting. I got to marry Jeffrey and Brandy.
Did you wear your penguin outfit or whatever? They wanted you to be the penguin.
I know. When I showed up there in just my suit, everybody was disappointed at me.
Oh,
they
I
were
told
very,
you.
I know. Everybody looked amazing. And here's a little audio from in Indianapolis. It's Fox 59. Notice how I'm giving them credit. Let me play a little bit of it. Listen to how amazing I sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now have the privilege for the first time to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Jeffrey Jackson.
Now, can we just give me some props right there for not screwing up their name?
Yeah, you did a good job.
I mean, I've done weddings before where I introduced a couple for the first time, a guy and a girl. I was like, and for the first time, I'd like to introduce Mr. and Mr. I'm like, son of a... So at least I got that right.
And there you have it. The pair got the chance after winning a radio contest.
Yeah, from Radio Now. Why do we never get credit for stuff on TV? I mean, we don't do much here on the Joe and Alex Show, but when we do get on TV, can we get a little of credit? This is why we ask you guys to check out our podcast, share it with friends, give it a like and comment.
Because God forbid nobody else does it around this town for us. Nobody. So we literally rely on you only to help us.
I think they're just assuming we're going to get fired soon, and that's the thing. But please, for the love of God, if you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, can you tell people we're on Radio Now? Can you tell them to listen? 6 to 10. That's all I'm asking. Like, I want to have kids one day with my wife, and I want to be able to feed them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Just basic things. Alex wants to, you know, watch Netflix.
That's right.
And live, I don't know, she wants to hang out with her cockroaches, whatever it is. But it was a really cool time.
Where they submitted a story saying why they deserve to be married in the restaurant. The couple, who are middle school sweethearts, chose a superhero theme for their wedding, something they say they had planned even before winning this contest. In addition to the venue, Jackson and Pugh also got a cake, photographer, flowers, wedding bands, and a DJ. They say while unconventional, the wedding was all they could have hoped for.
It just feels amazing to have everyone here that loves us and will, you know, be here for us when we need them. It's just amazing. There's no words to describe what this feels like.
And congratulations to them. Jackson and Pugh say they originally planned to get married in the fall, but when they won this contest, they just couldn't pass up the opportunity.
I wouldn't either. Honestly, I enjoyed the wedding that I had with my wife, Lindsay, but this would have been my idea of a wedding. Seriously, it was awesome. Thanks to everybody, by the way, at White Castle. Like, Alex, you've seen the photos. I know you couldn't make it, but
they were awesome.
They did an incredible job for setting up inside there. Shout out to our Radio Now entourage and our staff, everybody that made the event so great. Thanks for the coverage from the news stations, even though they don't like the Joe and Alex Show and want us to be fired because they don't mention us. I mean, yeah. What? Who is that? Who is there?
A local radio
station.
A local radio station.
But who?
No, it was a local radio station.
I know. Who?
It was a local radio station.
Oh.
Did you not?
Yeah, those
you?
People. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what radio station I want to listen to now. The local one.
I know. Like, they'll give credit to any other show. Any other show doing this would get credit.
Have you heard that morning show with the guy and the girl? It's a great show.
Oh, my God. You know, they're so funny because they sometimes... with their jokes, and then that one girl when she does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what show you're talking about.
I love that show on that radio station. They're local.
A local radio show.
It's a local radio show. It's really, seriously, you should listen to it. If you're not already, change your listening habits.
A local radio show is on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday
through
Friday.
Wow, that's unique.
They play all the hits, commercial free on Mondays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. But it's you got to listen. It's a local radio station.
A local radio show.
Okay, I think we beat that one to death.
We pretty much rely on you telling your friends to listen to us.
So if you do that, no, seriously, thank you. Because that you are our biggest advocates and the biggest. What?
It's so funny.
It just gets me so pissed. It's like, how hard is it? To like, I just opening up the story gave credit to who the audio was from.
They don't want to be responsible for any of the crazy crap we say.
To be fair, I would never put, even our bosses don't even mention. They say, oh, well, we have a local morning show. It's really great. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we about to get up out this mother, you know what I'm saying? Alex, what you got going on today? You're a busy woman. I see you putting on makeup right now. It's for our Comcast show that we get to tape.
I know. I got a new eyeshadow palette. It's the Urban Decay Naked Reloaded palette.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Obsessed. I saw that in Sephora over the weekend. I was like, getting this.
Mm-hmm.
So totally. I have all of the different Naked palettes. It's my favorite eyeshadow palette of all time if you've never dabbled in those. But yeah, I'm going to go see the people involved in my case for Child Advocates today again. And then I'm going to the Mumford & Sons concert.
I'm going there too. Do you know where you're sitting at?
I have no idea. My tickets are at Will Call, so I will find out when I get there.
Oh, awesome. I'm going there. I'm excited. We got last minute seats, so I don't care where we're at. I just want to go to the show. Pork Chop, anything with Uber or Lyft today?
Yeah, and I have a confession to make to you.
Okay, sure. What's up?
Over the weekend, you texted me asking me to go out for a drink.
Yeah, Live the Web Girl knows where I like to go. It's at Goodfellas. It's the little Wise Guy Lounge or something like that. I love going there and grabbing a drink, and they make some awesome cocktails, like real cocktails. They make them, and they're pretty reasonably priced. Well, because I'm the cheapest guy in Indy.
Thanks for the offer, but I've got rent due in a week, and in 2 weeks I have to pay my taxes, or in 3 weeks, so I can't go out.
Dude, I was going to buy you a drink. That's why I said, hey, come on out. I'll buy you one drink. I didn't expect you to get a bunch of drinks and drive people around in an Uber, but you could have one cocktail.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, but I got some driving to do.
All right, I used to think I was the Eeyore of the show, but it's definitely Producer Pork Chop. So
Eeyore.
Live the Web Girl, hanging out with the sick kids at the gym. Have fun with that, and make sure you bring that funk back to work. We'd really appreciate that.
No.
So, all right, Alex, are you feeling any better, by the way?
I still have some crud going on in my chest and like a little bit of a cough.
I didn't mean to say this out loud, but I was going to compliment you on your chest today. It looked very congested.
Thank you.
There you go. So Alex, Live the Web Girl, Producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, we can't do any of that stuff unless we get the heck out of here. I gotta go put on my makeup for the Comcast show that we're gonna be taping. So
your blush.
Yeah, a little bit of foundation would be wonderful, too. And if you could powder my head, it's really
shiny. You
probably
should do that because we're on TV, technically.
Yeah, I do look like crap, and I don't represent the station, according to management. Well, so that's cool. We got to say goodbye to do all that, so let's do it.
Bye!
Bye.